Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. As air travel continues to come back slowly, United and American Airlines are starting to welcome back thousands of furloughed workers. But after a year in the pandemic, it's unclear when the aviation industry will recover. This week, United reported a first quarter loss of $1.4 billion. And like other airlines, it faces a pilot shortage and a lack of diversity in the cockpit. Now, of the thousands of pilots and flight engineers in the U.S., only around 5% are women. And around 10% are Black, Asian, or Latino, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. United Airlines wants to change that, and the company is setting the bar high. By 2030, the Chicago-based airline plans on training 5,000 new pilots, with at least half of them women and people of color. Now, in a moment, we'll hear from two women flight attendants with American Airlines who are training to become pilots. But first, joining us now to discuss is Captain Marianne Schaefer. She's System Chief Pilot for United Airlines. Marianne, welcome to Reset.
Thank you so much for having me, Sasha.
Can you tell us a bit more about this new diversity goal?
Yes, we're very excited about this. You know, one of the challenges in getting a diverse pilot pool is simply the barriers to entry. We have pilots from join us from two sources, the military and civilian, or what we call the general aviation ranks. And the general aviation ranks is where we need to increase our diversity. And we're going to do that through our own flight academy, the United Aviate Academy, and knocking down the barriers to entry, including the high cost.
So why is it important, you think, to set this kind of goal?
As I have seen in my career as a pilot, we just haven't been able to move the needle on this in the pilot ranks. I've been a professional engineer at times in my life, and I've also worked as an attorney. Both of those professions have been able to increase the diversity in their workforces to the advantage and benefit of all. We just haven't been able to do it in aviation, and it's time we change that.
So are you hopeful that United is going to be able to reach the goal by 2030?
I am very hopeful. After our news a couple of weeks ago, we've had 4,000-plus applications for our United Aviate Academy, and many of those applicants are diverse. So it's just great news that people are interested, they're applying, and we are going to have some really great candidates.
That's a lot of applications. Were you expecting that kind of response?
Well, perhaps I was dreaming of that kind of response. I think it's just fantastic. Now, we are just beginning our work with our Aviate Academy, so we won't be able to accommodate everybody this year, but we certainly hope to continue that interest for years to come. It's a very exciting number for me, considering that we need 10,000 pilots over the next 10 years at a minimum. If we continue our growing plans, we're going to need more. And right now, we just simply don't have the number of applicants from the what we call the airline apps. That's the system that we use to gather our applications. We just don't have enough, and we need to grow the interest in becoming a pilot, and we're doing it through the United Aviate Academy.
What are you looking for in a candidate?
We are looking for a candidate who has the interest, the aptitude, and the passion. And when you come through the ranks of training and experience needed to become a United Airlines pilot, the passion that you have for it is what will carry you through and have you enjoy every step of the way. This is not an easy process. It takes time. It takes a lot of studying. It takes a lot of training. There's a lot of FAA check rides, FAA medical certificates that you have to get. This is a tough road for everybody who travels down it. But if you have the passion, it is a wonderful journey.
Well, Marianne, you became interested in flying from a young age, and you're now the System Chief Pilot for United. So tell us more about your role and what your experience has been like as a woman in the industry.
Well, thank you for asking, Sasha. I did not really know that I wanted a career in flying. I just wanted to fly. My father had his private pilot's license, the first rating that you can get as a civilian or general aviation pilot, and he introduced me to flying when I was very young, and I would go to the airport and work on the airplane with him and go flying with him. I really didn't like sitting in the back, but I loved sitting up front and being able to fly the airplane. And I just picked up my ratings along the way as I went to engineering school because it was just such a joy for me. I enjoyed the challenge. I enjoyed the learning. I enjoyed getting that next certificate. And one thing led to another, and I found my way through relatively unpaved path ahead of me, and I had the opportunity to join United in 1989. Since then, I have mostly flown as what we call line pilot. I've got about 18,000 hours of flying time. Over the years, I've done things like teach others how to fly an airplane, work in the simulator as an evaluator. I've done some management work and even several opportunities to volunteer for our pilots union. And then, unfortunately, just as the pandemic was hitting, I had the opportunity to apply for the chief pilot role. I'm very glad to be in this position.
Why do you think that there's been this this lack of diversity among pilots in the industry overall? Is it a demand issue or an access issue?
Well, I think it's primarily an access and a barriers to entry. Because when you want to go to a local airport and learn how to fly, you have to go to what's available in your community. And there really just isn't enough general aviation opportunities for people across the country. You can find them in your area, in your town, in your city. If you're from a big city, it's very hard to find a small airport because the air traffic is primarily focused on the commercial airlines. So you need to know that it's out there. And then once you start, you need to have an efficient and planned path to get through your training and the money to do it. And it's hard to do that because it's not a time during your building hours as a professional pilot that you can earn a living. First, you have to become a licensed pilot. Then you have to get what's called an instrument rating, then a commercial rating. Then perhaps you get your flight instructor's rating. And it's not until you really become a flight instructor that you have the opportunity to make some money instead of pay for training. And even then, it's just not very much. So we've got to help those challenges melt away so that anybody who's interested has the aptitude also has the opportunity.
Did you face any barriers as a woman in the industry?
I think now that I look back on it, I can identify barriers. But when I was going through the journey of becoming a pilot and increasing my number of hours and getting my next rating, I didn't have time to focus or be concerned of any of those obstacles or barriers. I just found a different path, and I'm glad I did. It has served me well, and I have a career that I love, and I really hope to be able to show that to the next generation so that whatever obstacles are put in front of them, they just simply find a way to overcome them, and we will help them do that.
Well, United is the only major U.S. airline to own a flight school. It's called United Aviate Academy. It's now accepting applications and is backed by scholarship commitments. Tell us more about how this will provide more opportunities for women and for people of color.
Yes, we are working with some great organizations, including Sisters of the Skies, Latino Pilots Association, and there's more to come. We've just started with a couple or a few of our organizations that we've been partnering with in professional development and recruiting for years. So as we work with these organizations, we are going to encourage them to share the opportunity and the pathway that we've created with their membership and the people that they mentor, and they can help us find the people who should apply for these programs, including the scholarships. It's going to be a great opportunity.
This new goal and effort, it's seeking to recruit more women and people of color, but how can the airline industry, you think, make sure to not just recruit them, but retain them?
That's a great question. Sasha, the first thing is using our own flight school to ensure a fair and equitable path through what truly is an objective training program defined and determined by the FAA and by regulation. So we are able to control the training environment, and that's key. then we have other opportunities. Again, this is not easy. There's no shortcut to becoming a pilot, but there are other opportunities that we have identified through our process that we call our Aviate ecosystem, where pilots can then continue their experience building at partners that fly very small airplanes or become a flight instructor and then serve a minimum of a 2-year tenure with one of our regional partners before being eligible to come to United. It's the ecosystem that's going to make this work.
Before we let you go, Marianne, do you have any advice for other women who want to pursue this type of career? I mentioned earlier we'll be talking later in the program with two women flight attendants who are training to become pilots like you. What would you say to them?
I would explain to them that it's worth it. It truly is a career that I have loved. I'm soon going to celebrate my 32nd anniversary with United Airlines.
Wow, congratulations.
And it seems like, thank you, it seems like just yesterday. And it is just such a wonderful career. I wanted to do something a little different. I can select and elect to be trained on a new airplane, go to a new base, fly different places. As I mentioned before, it's not easy. It's not a simple path, but it's worth it.
That's Captain Marianne Schaefer with United Airlines. Marianne, thanks so much.
Sasha, thank you.
Let's turn now to two women flight attendants who are training to become pilots. They're both with American Airlines. Joining us now is Leyre Kennedy, who lives in Jefferson Park. Leyre, welcome to Reset.
Hi, thank you.
Also on the line with us in Dallas is Shuyen Ma. Hi, Shuyen.
Hi, good morning.
Now, before we talk about United Airlines' new diversity goal, give us a sense of how the pandemic has affected your work as a flight attendant and how you feel about your industry now starting to pick up again. Shuyen, how about you go first?
So the COVID definitely hit the airline industry pretty bad. And when it first started, nobody knew what was going to happen until the airline started offering the voluntary leave to help less people get furloughed. So I took the voluntary leave, and this is kind of an opportunity. It gives me a lot of time to think what I'm going to do in the future if I can't be a flight attendant anymore, so I started doing my pilot training, which I always wanted to do. So this is pretty good opportunity for me as COVID started. But the industry is hit pretty bad.
You say that you've always wanted to be a pilot, Shuyen. Why?
I think it's started after become a flight attendant. I see so many pilots flying the airplane, and it just seems so cool and get people from one destination to another destination safely, and people will appreciate their job. Of course they appreciate the flight attendant job too, but I just feel like it's more motivation to do the pilot job. So I was like, if they can do it, I'm pretty sure I can do it too. So
absolutely.
I was just like, okay, I can start the training. But I always waiting for an opportunity to do it because I was so enjoying the flight attendant job. And it was easy. And for me, the lifestyle is just works.
It works
best for me. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It looks like a very cool job. Leyre, how about you? You know, this pandemic has hit your industry so hard. You know, so how do you feel now that things are starting to pick up again? How's it been for you?
I think it's great that things are starting to pick up. I think that nothing's going to go back to normal until the international market actually starts picking up again. But the domestic is doing great. I also took advantage of the voluntary leave like Shuyen did. And I was already training to be a pilot while I was working full time, which was really hard thing to do.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But the leave really did help me put on more time later on. I just had a little hiccup, and it's that I got pregnant.
Oh.
And that takes
well, that's not a hiccup.
Of your time.
Well, that's not a hiccup. Have you given birth?
I'm training, yeah.
Have you already given birth?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
thank
great.
You.
Well, then, as we mentioned, Leyre, you know, United Airlines is setting this new diversity goal, right, for its pilot training academy. And the airline plans to train 5,000 new pilots by 2030, with at least half of them being women and people of color. And so you're both training to become pilots, and you're considering applying for this United Aviate Academy. What are your thoughts about this goal, Leire?
My thoughts is that it's awesome. It's super important to promote more women in aviation all throughout, from mechanics to flight attendants to dispatchers, air traffic control. We want to see more women out there. Representation definitely matters. I think I started more as a flight attendant because that's what you see on the airplane. Maybe if I had seen more female pilots, I would have gone straight into pilot training.
Yeah, for sure. Shuyan, why do you think it's important to make sure that more women and people of color have greater access to becoming trained and hired as pilots?
As a flight attendant, I was seeing so many male pilots, and I'm sure they are great and they are awesome. But it's really rare to see a female pilot. Like, I can count with all my 10 fingers that how many female pilots I've met. And every time I met them, and they are just so inspiring. Their skills are very good, and they are just great pilots. And that inspires me a lot. And I've, as an Asian female, I've heard from a pilot before that told me that I've never seen Asian female pilots in the American, so I don't think it's possible you can become a pilot. And that really hit me bad for a while, but until one day I met this Asian female pilot based at New York, and I was like, wow, you are actually real, and you should meet the other pilot that says he never seen one. And she was like, yeah, there is actually three Asian female like in American Airlines, and I was very impressed by that. So I started my training immediately.
So you were told by a pilot that American Airlines wouldn't hire an Asian female pilot, and it didn't stop you from trying to pursue that dream?
She said, yeah, you maybe can get some jobs at somewhere else, but American is such a huge airline, and I've never seen any Asian female. And also, I'm not originally from America. I came to U.S. 2015, and English was not my first language. So I think his point is that my English wasn't great, and probably pursue that training is going to be harder than I thought.
But you can...
I started and I finished, and I think I did pretty well.
Leire, what about in your world, you know, with your colleagues? What kind of message did you get when you talked about wanting to be a pilot? Were you supported?
Well, there is reticence. I was definitely very supported in my close inner circle. Like, my husband is super supportive of the idea, and my family also are. But I did have coworkers saying, like, oh, but if you're going to have family, don't you prefer being a flight attendant? Like, flight attendant might be a better, well-suited job for you. And that really shocked me because, I mean, we're in the plane anyway. We're both in the plane. We have the same schedule. We do the same things. Why would I stay a flight attendant, right? That excuse didn't make any sense to me. But, yeah, there is definitely a little bit of pushback about some women becoming pilots,
Well, Shuyan, what kind of impact do you think that United Airlines' goal here will have on the entire industry?
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to... you know, inspiring more people to pursue this dream, and who think it's not possible, and they will continue doing a very inspiring idea from the United. I'm very impressed by that.
Leire, what about you? What other efforts would you like to see in the airline industry to better support people like yourself, women, people of color?
Improving access to the industry is definitely what is needed. It's kind of like an obscure industry. Like, if you've never been in it, it's kind of hard to navigate the training and where to go and all this. But there are plenty of associations, like the 99 Women Pilots, the Sisters of the Skies, that will really help you through. I really hope that this United policy has kind of a ripple effect and starts, like, calling attention to this lack of diversity in the airline industry, for sure.
That's Leiray Kennedy and Xuyen Ma. They're both flight attendants for American Airlines, and they're training to become pilots. Leiray and Xuyen, thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the training. And that's today's Reset. For more great conversations around equity and inclusion, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. And take a few seconds to leave us a rating and review. It really helps other folks find us. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll meet again tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.